Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and 30-year business coach. Listen in as amazing, world-changing authors, speakers, and coaches share their struggles and victories, and hear from best-selling authors' insight into how you, too, can live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm so glad to have you here with us today. Do you like the new intro? Ooh, gets me excited, gets me ready to talk to you about how to live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. The music to that by my good friend Mark Pogue from his new album, Through the Fire. That song is called Money Can't Buy. That's the intro to it. It's a song that actually appeared on his first album and is also on this album, but it's in the original form that he loves so much and that his wife encouraged him to include again on Mark Pogue's album, Through the Fire. I really, really strongly encourage you to pick that up. And I really do hope you loved the new intro as much as I do. It was exciting for me just to get to listen to it. I've listened to it 3 or 4 times. And a big shout out to Marnie Martin, who is our voiceover person that does our intro and our closing and things like that. So I really appreciate that as well, Marnie. While I'm being grateful to people, I want you to know how grateful I am that you're here today. Maybe I don't say it enough. Maybe I say it too much. I don't know. But I really appreciate the time that you take out of your life to be able to really spend time here with us, learning how to be a thriving entrepreneur. We want you to thrive in your life, but also in your business. We want you to thrive. That's why Kathy and I registered the domain name WeHelpYouThrive.com, because that's really what we're here to do. Yes, we're a marketing company, Kid Marketing, and we help people market their business to the best and greatest success they possibly can. But more than that, we love, Kathy and I love to help you thrive. It's one of the reasons why our best-selling author program is so exciting for us, because it allows us to be just a tiny part of sharing the message with the world that amazing people just like you were born to share with this world. And I'm so grateful. And if Kathy was live on the air with us, she would chime in and tell you as well that she is so grateful. We are blessed to be allowed to be part of your life, your business, and your thriving Phoenix Rise success in all that you do in your life and your business. So thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your amazing journey. It makes us feel so grateful, so blessed to be part of it. I really want to encourage you to thrive. I want to encourage you that Thriving Entrepreneur is not just a really cool new name, that we came up with when we started the show a couple of years ago. It's not something that really, honestly, I'll give you some insight. I was going through words when we were looking for domain names and the name for the show and things like that. And the word thrive just jumped off the page when I was looking at acronyms and the different adjectives or whatever that word is. And I really, the word thrive just leapt off the page at me. And it said, it didn't actually talk. It's a word. Okay. But it spoke to me, if you know what I mean by that. And I really desperately wanted to use that word to help you thrive. Now, it's been interesting since then. Maybe subliminally I had seen it a whole bunch of other places. And maybe, I just hadn't noticed it. But it is fun to see just how many other places also want to help you thrive. Their business plan, their business name, their slogan, their logo, part of who they are now, has the word thrive in it. And I'm excited to be part of that because we want to help you thrive. We want you to be a thriving entrepreneur. You were born, you were meant to be an overcomer. If you haven't heard that song by Mandisa, that is an amazing song, Overcomer. And I strongly encourage you to listen to it as well. Because that's really why we're here. We're not just here to take up space. We're not here because, you know, there was too much oxygen and more need for carbon dioxide. Or because, you know, we're trying to hit some type of population limit. Every single one of us has a purpose, a unique brilliance that only we can give, share, be in the world. That's why you're here. Now, some of us were blessed. We came from parents who did their best. You know, and I'm going to tell you something as a parent. You know, I have 6 kids total. The oldest and the youngest are mine by adoption, and the 4 in the middle, they're my fault. And I love all 6 of them very much. But I can tell you as a parent, we make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Every single one of you that has a child that's more than about 5 minutes old, you've made mistakes. Big ones, little ones, you know, ones that you don't remember by the time they're 20 and ones that you'll never forget. And yet, as parents, we want the best for our children. And we really, truly want to see them thrive in our life, in their life, in their business, in whatever they do. And that's kind of how I feel a little bit about each of you as listeners. I'm fortunate. I'm glad that I don't have to raise you. I'm glad that I didn't have any more diapers to change than the ones I already did have to change. But I'm so grateful to have you in our lives. And I feel like I feel now with my grown children, a sense of pride, of joy at watching the people that are listening to this show learn and grow. And I love being able to introduce to you the best-selling authors that we help, you know, just in a tiny way, bring their story out into the world. I just really can't express my gratitude enough. I feel a little overwhelmed today as I'm doing this recording, with how grateful I am for you. And I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate it. And now I really want to take a few minutes to really encourage you that you are an overcomer. You were meant to succeed. You were meant to thrive. You were meant to be exactly who you are in the world. Now, like I was saying before, you know, some of us had great parents. Some of us had horrible parents. We don't get to choose how we came into this world. As T.D. Jakes says, God was so much more interested in having you on this planet than anything else that he knew that genetically, 2 people at a very specific moment had to get together in order for you to exist. And so he brought those 2 people together because he needed you. He wanted you here on this planet. And sometimes, like I said, some of us are blessed, and that was a great situation, and we're grateful to our parents. And others, you know, the genetic contributors that made up who you are, they were less than. It goes beyond what I was saying a minute ago where, you know, as parents, we've all made mistakes. They didn't do right by you. And no one's ever going to really be able to say they're sorry for that as much as you need. But I want to be that person to tell you that you're important. You're special. That the circumstances of your life that it's okay now to move on. They did what they did. In most cases, most of our parents, depending on, no matter how they may have made mistakes, everything that they did was done with an intent to love us. And the ones who had ill intent, I'm very sorry that you've had that in your life. And now I encourage you that now is your time to move on. Because like I said, you were meant for a purpose, to overcome, to be amazingly powerful, wonderful, to fulfill a role on this planet that only you can fill, to be the person that only you can be. I encourage you today, as we present to you our best-selling book that we're going to talk about, it's called On the Edge of Greatness. It's an amazing book. And you're going to be encouraged in hearing some of the stuff about it. And one of the reasons why I'm so excited to introduce it to you today is because of the fact that I know that you were meant for greatness, to overcome, to be overwhelmingly, awesomely a blessing to this world. You are on the edge of greatness. You are amazing. And you are not an accident. You are here for a very specific, very purposeful reason. The world needs you. I want you to really embrace that. Take it deep down inside of yourself and hold on to it. As we now go into our first commercial break and then come back and talk to you about the book On the Edge of Greatness, and more importantly, about how you are on the edge of greatness. You are. Believe it. Know it. Listen to this commercial break, and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to talk about how awesome and amazing you are? Are you ready to know today? Know that you know that you are on the edge of greatness. I want you to know that. I want you to leave listening to this show today encouraged, inspired, and ready to break through to that greatness that you were always meant for. Can you promise me that? Have an open mind, have an open heart, and be ready for the transformation that's going to happen today in your life as you see yourself in a different light, as you see yourself on the edge of greatness. Embrace it. Allow it in. I encourage you. You will be glad you listened today, because you are on the edge of greatness. Are you ready? Do you have your pen and paper ready to take some notes and learn some things as we all overcome the things that have been in our life and move forward into that greatness that's right there, wanting you to take that one more step forward? Overcoming
does it sometimes feel overwhelming? I mean, you've heard the phrases about being an overcomer and about you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you and stuff like that. But sometimes, does the process of actually being all that you can be seem like it's more than you want to be, more than you can handle? The truth of the matter is that you've got this. You totally have what it takes right now to be able to be your best. And today we want to talk about that. I'm joined today by our next best-selling author, Kristen Bell, and she's going to talk to you about her new upcoming book. Hi, Kristen. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So your book is called On the Edge of Greatness, name that I love.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you. What got you to this point in your life?
So to start a little about me, besides being a mother, a wife, consultant, and also a veteran, I was in the Air Force. I'm also an entrepreneur. As you know, like you said, the next best-selling author, inspirational speaker, coach, and I'm also the founder and CEO of Igniting Your Destiny and Bell Enterprises. But what got me to this point was I'm also a person that has experienced so much in my life in terms of adversity. And by God's grace, I was able to pull myself together and power through those times and achieve so much. So going through that and knowing that ultimately no matter what I experienced or whatever I was doing, I always knew that I was meant to do more. And through that, I never truly felt fulfilled, even though I was excelling in different aspects of my life, whether it was in the military, whether it was for my businesses. I also owned a franchise, with a multi-unit franchise. So no matter what, I felt like I needed to do something more purposeful. And I had bumps and you know, challenges and obstacles through along the way, but ultimately it led me to this point to I had the ability of resiliency and able to bounce back and overcome all those things. And over time I saw that other people didn't have that, or they weren't aware that they had it. They had it, but they just didn't realize that they did. So I started, you know, talking with them and sharing some stories. If, you know, I was a very private, guarded person, but, you know, I would try to, you know, motivate them and inspire them to do more and be more. It doesn't matter what was going on, because I was thinking and feeling the same way. You can ultimately still achieve whatever you're destined to be and ultimately live in your greatness.
I love on the back of your book, it says, I had become very skillful at appearing in total control. I'd love to hear you talk more about that misnomer that a lot of us have about appearing in total control.
Okay. A lot of times people, coworkers, even family or friends, they will always say or someone I had just met, for instance, would say, you're very polished. You're very, you know, articulate. It seems like everything put together. You're very, you know, you're always doing something. Everything seems to be in the right place at the right time. And even though on the outside I appeared to them like I had everything in order, my marriage, my job, just my life in general, spiritually, everything appeared was in order. And on the inside, I had that ability to still excel and perform on the outside while I was crumbling on the inside. I literally was going through so many things that I would not want to express to people or, you know, to let them know, because I wanted to keep up that appearance that, yes, everyone always looked to me as if I was that person that could do it all. You know, I was that go-to person. I was the one that no matter what, you know, she's that one that can do it. And so I took that on, and didn't want people to be disappointed or think I couldn't do it. So I found a way to suppress a lot of the things, the feelings and emotions that I was going through during a lot of my life, and still have the ability to not only achieve so many things, but excel at them. So that's the control part. I became very controlling in what I allow people to know about me in terms of what I was capable of and what was truly going on with me throughout my life.
Well, and you explain it in detail in the book, but the thing that you ran into and that all of us who have gone down that path run into is that eventually you just can't fake that control anymore. You need more. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Definitely. There was one point when it was during the time I had my franchise. I had a successful one at the time, and then I went to open another one, and I was just taking on so much. I was still, at this time, a lot of people didn't know, I was still working a full-time job. So I'm sleeping, only getting between an hour and a half, 4 hours sleep a day. And I did this for 5 years, over 5 years, and with no sleep. And then I wasn't focusing on, you know, going to church at the time or the things that I needed, taking care of myself in terms of, you know, meditation or just being able to set time aside to gather my thoughts, to relax. So, and everyone all day long, you know, I'm trying to keep everything in control and help people. And it got to the point where I was so unhappy. Even after opening the second location, I should have been excited, and I was just so unhappy. I felt so unfulfilled. I felt like there was such a huge void, and I couldn't express it to anyone, because I felt like no one could understand where I was coming from. And I found myself turned off my phone. I wouldn't get out of the bed. When I did get out of the bed, you know, I had the covers over my head and I didn't want to talk to anyone. I just shut down. I would, you know, get up for the day and find myself literally in my closet, and I was crying because I needed some help, but didn't know what to do, how to do it. I just became overwhelmed. I became lost within myself, and I just didn't know how to get back to where I needed to be, because I just felt empty inside. So that was when everything came to a head. And literally for like 3 days, I was in that state. And to where I told myself, Kristen, you've been through so much. You cannot let this period in time, what's going on, affect you. This cannot be the one thing that breaks you after you didn't accomplish and overcome so much. So you have to get yourself together. And I know it's hard. And you just have to get through it like you've done everything else.
I love the whole concept of that, because really we all get to that place where we've gone as far as we can take ourselves playing the game. And then we have to come to a place where we realize that there's more to life. And I guess it's one of the things I love about your book, is because it's a stand there to let a person know, yeah, it's really awful right now, but you're on the edge of greatness. Tomorrow is your breakthrough, 5 minutes from now. And I love that, you know, you've come through it and now you're a stand for that kind of thing for other people.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely want others to know, to peek into what I've experienced, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through or have gone through it. And then they feel, because they are in the midst of it, or, you know, they've gone through it, that, you know, they've reached the peak of what they're supposed to achieve in life, or, you know, it's too late for them. And whatever mistakes or their journey is, they think, oh, this is it. And so they stop. But they don't realize, like, they're literally right there. You can just see, because obviously we can't see, but you have to have faith. You have to trust. Like, there's more. I always say, if you endure a lot in your life, it's for a reason. It's ultimately for you to have to have something worthwhile at the end. As I say, like a reward. You're ultimately blessed with something for getting through all those tests and trials. So if you stop in the middle of something that's going horribly wrong, or, you know, in the middle of, you know, something is not going well in your life, then you've gone through that to not ultimately get that reward at the end. So it's just a test to make sure that ultimate that you're supposed to be and be in, which is your greatness, you are prepared for it. You're strong enough, you know, so you train for it. To me, it was like a training. It was training for me to be in this moment now and to continue on. And that's what the book is about, to allow people to understand that. Don't stop now because you've been doing this to get what out of it. If you stop, it's going to be absolutely nothing but the pain, the hurt, the disappointment. But if you continue on, you'll see that all of those were different strengthening tools. There were tests for you to be able to receive that ultimate reward and living your ultimate greatness. And that's what I hope, that others will get from the reading the book.
Now, there's a book that you got to get a hold of. A book that is designed on purpose to help you better yourself. You see, there's a lot of us out here that have words, we have messages, we have things that we want to share with the world. But the only person that can do it is us. There isn't anybody else on this planet that can step up and fill the place that you were meant to fill. Nobody can be you. And you are on the edge of greatness. Sometimes I know life gets to be to the place where you just don't feel it. You're like, I don't know that I'm on the edge of greatness. I feel like I'm on the edge of something, but it's more like a nervous breakdown. You ever had those kind of days? But you are on the edge of greatness. You are so close to the next step. And when you take that next step, you know what comes next? An even better, even greater next step that takes you on and on, climbing and climbing to better and better, until you have given, put out, been in the world your best, the you that you were made for, that you were created to be. Because in the end, that's what each of us wants to do. What each of us wants to be is we want to fulfill that place in the world that we were meant to fill, that only we can fill that place of. So when you look around at your day, at your week, at where your life seems like right now, I want you to remember, you are on the edge of greatness. We're going to talk more about that right after this commercial break here on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Thank you for being here with us on Thriving Entrepreneur. My guest today, Kristen Bell, she is talking about her amazing book, On the Edge of Greatness. And more than anything, what we want to share with you today is that you are right there, right now. You are on the edge of greatness. Some of you have experienced some really great, some really amazing things in your life. And you know what? There's more. There is more greatness, more exciting things to come in your future, in your tomorrow. Life isn't over yet. And with each and every step of the way, life gets better. More and more, you have the ability to let your greatness shine to everybody on the planet. To be the best version of yourself. Think about that for just a second. I stopped. I'm talking a little slower than normal because I want to really let that sink in. That you're on the edge of greatness. That greatness isn't something that's for somebody else. It isn't something that you have to overwhelm yourself in doing. It simply is who you are and what was always meant for you. And now, right now, where you are, there's another step. There's another day. There's another thing that you can move from greatness to greatness. From this moment to the next. Living and fulfilling all that you are, all that you were meant to be. Does that sound good to you? Does that inspire you a little bit? I hope that you will take time as we continue to share with you from Kristen's book. And you'll begin to look into your own life. And instead of seeing all the things that have told you you can't, today let's focus on what you can do. And really truly embrace that you are on the edge of greatness.
I know even after hearing something that powerful, there are people who they're stuck in their stuff. You know, life is too real, I guess is maybe the best way of putting it. Talk a little bit to the people who have heard all that you've said, all the encouraging words, and all they can really hear is their current circumstance.
I agree. And I have to say, life is real. Life is, I always say it's your biggest teacher. And you're going to have a big lesson. There are going to be some big lessons in life. And when you're in the middle of it, you cannot imagine yourself out of it. And I can say this because I've been there, in terms of, it could be debt, it could be a relationship, it could be, anything that you're in the middle of and you just don't see your way out. What helped me, I did have my moments, and you're going to. That's expected. You can't just live in those moments. You can have them because it's healthy to get it out and to release that. But at the same time as I was releasing it and I was thinking about my situations, I would get upset. I would get angry, and not at myself. I would get upset with that situation, and I would not allow. I wouldn't give that situation the power to control what I was destined to do and be. I wasn't going to allow it to stop it. So I would immediately, after I have a breakdown moment, and I'll, take a deep breath and I'll look in the mirror and I'll say, Kristen, this is not going to be, this is not going to be the thing to break it. This is not, you will not give it that power. You are stronger than this situation. And you do have to talk to yourself. If you don't, because sometimes I didn't have anyone to talk to. They didn't understand. They weren't going through what I was going through. And that's the good thing. Now I feel like it was important for me to write the book and to, start the company Igniting Your Destiny for people who feel like they don't have that. They don't have that support. They don't have that person to talk to. I lived it because, I was just, you can talk to yourself, but sometimes you do want someone to talk back to you, You get kind of difficult answering yourself all the time. Then you get, borderline to be crazy. So you kind of want to have that encouragement and feedback and that push sometimes and that support. So that's, you know, I want, you know, hope to offer people. But until you have that person or feel like you do, you have to be that person for yourself. You have to be that person to push yourself. Whatever it is for you to reach back inside and remember, you know, for me, in the book, I briefly tell a story about when I was, you know, 3 years old and I knew I was meant to do something great. So whenever I wanted to run away and just go at three, you know, and just go searching and looking and to go be something bigger than what I was at the age of 3 years old. But whenever I get to the point where I don't think I can do something or I start doubting myself and I go back, I remember who that 3 year old was. I was a go-getter. I was a person that wouldn't allow fear, because I didn't have fear at that time. I wouldn't allow just so many things stop me. And sometimes I just have to remember, what would that three-year-old do? There's other stories in the book along those lines. But so I reach back to those times in order to, you know, guide me and direct me and remind me who what I'm made out of. And that's what you have to do. So that's what I say to them that feel like they're in that spot of that moment and can't get out. Remember what you're made out of. And whatever your situation is, you're made out of something stronger, more powerful than that situation. So do not allow it to control you. You control it and you turn it around. And you go after and you just keep going. And don't stop. And don't allow anybody else to stop you.
You're on the edge of greatness. It's something you need to hold in tightly and then go for it. So, Kristen, we like to be good teachers and give the people that are listening an action that they can take right now. They're inspired. They're like, okay, this is some stuff, but I'm on the edge of greatness. Yes, there are other words that people will fill in there for stuff. It's okay. I'm on the edge of greatness. I'm going to go for it. What is the most practical thing that a person could do right now today to move forward?
Practically, they need to develop. First, they need to figure out what their plan is. So they need to develop that. That was the first thing. You need structure. You need organization. You need to have a plan. You can't just run out and start doing things if you don't know which direction you're going. I'm a very structured person, very organized person. And the first thing today, if they feel like, okay, I'm in the middle of this, how do I get out of it? You start listing, and because you have to start listing first what needs to be, I guess, taken care of. What are the things that, you know, are the things that need to be dealt with or you have to work on? And on the other list, how are you going to do that? Like, if you're going to, I have debt, so how are you going to start planning and take care of that? Because you want to open that business. So you just have to start writing it out and start your action plan. And then you give yourself timelines. You have to be accountable. So you want someone, if possible, to make you accountable for that. So if you say, you know, you want to pay this off at this, you know, this point in time, by this time, because you want your business open by this, or you may even need to figure out what business you want to open. So that's another thing. You need to, you know, figure out what your interests are, what you're good at. How can you, you know, provide a service? So you might, if you're not sure, if you have numerous things that you feel you're good at, write those down, and then you can prioritize it. You don't want to do them all at one time. You know, you want to get your niche in and develop that and make that successful, then go on to the next. And so you definitely, I feel today, if they wanted to do something, start with that list, this plan of action, what you want to do. Write it out so you can organize it and become very strategic, because that's what it requires. You can't just, you have to have a vision in order to, for that vision to actually be executed. You have to have a plan, a strategic plan. and then, you know, the resources. And so you have to, you know, but first you have to have that, because then if you don't have the plan, if you don't have the structure, you don't know what resources you may need to make that happen. And even if you're not sure, at least if you have an idea, if it's, let's say, your finances or something like that, you may not exactly know how to make that, you know, pay things off, what's the best way, then you know someone in financial management could help you. So now you have a plan. You need to contact the person to help you there, so they can help you specifically tailor it to your situation. Because your ultimate goal is to open a business, to write that book, whatever it may be. But I'm just using, you know, the debt or something in order to open the business as an example. So that's what I would recommend, starting a list, action, so you can start organizing and strategically figure out, you know, what you want to do by when, you know, just timeline, to structure it out.
That's amazing. That's really good advice. You know, and have specific times on that timeline. Don't, you know, it's like, yeah, in the next couple of months, you know, no, by February 21st, I'm going to do X. You can always alter it. I mean, it's not like you have to go and flog yourself if you miss, you know, a date.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah.
But if you don't have a date, you know, I mean, the old phrase, if you aim at nothing, you'll probably hit it.
I like that. I like that. Yes, exactly. That's exactly. You have to be specific. And I always say specific and deliberate in what you're doing. And that's what I, you know, once I figured out what I want to do, you know, I structure. I will research all day long. I will make plans. I would get, I mean, have everything down to this date. I want it set at, you know, the book launch for, you know, to be this time or different things. Everything has to be structured in my life in order for me to stay on the right track on that path, because I have a destination in order, you know, to reach. And if I start veering off and doing all these other things, I lose my focus. And so I have to keep, you know, things may alter and, you know, things may happen. So you might have to adjust the timeline, but you still, in adjusting, you need to make sure that it's actually documented that you do that. You still be specific in that new adjusting time period. So I definitely agree with you, Steve.
The book is called On the Edge of Greatness. You, as you're listening, are on the edge of greatness. No matter how great it is, there is a next. There's an even better than what it is now today. You can get the book on Amazon. It will be available starting February the 1st at 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's noon Eastern time. Anytime thereafter, Kristen's got a special for you on it. You know, at the 9 a.m. noon time, you can actually get the book for free. You really need to check out On the Edge of Greatness by Kristen J. Bell. Kristen, thanks so much for spending some time with us today and helping us all remember that we are on the edge of greatness.
Thank you, Steve. It was truly my pleasure and an honor to be with you and everyone today. And, you know, I just wish everyone good luck, and I'll see you on the other side, on the edge of greatness.
Do check out Kristen J. Bell, On the Edge of Greatness. It will be available, if you're listening live, starting tomorrow, February 1st. And of course, if you're listening to it at any other time, you can pick up Kristen J. Bell, On the Edge of Greatness, anytime at Amazon.com. It's an amazing book. It's totally worth your time to both read as well as to share with friends. You know, really, you can go through with Kristen her journey, being a single mom, living in some of the difficult situations that she's been through, and how she learned throughout all of it that greatness is something that's always right there, tapping at your shoulder, ready for you, waiting. But sometimes, in order to be able to experience the greatness that there is for you, there are some things you have to go through. And it's not fun for any of us. It's not something that any of us want to sign up for. You know, we don't go out and go, you know what, I'd really like to have some struggles in my life because then I can experience greatness. No, that's not how it works. But what we do
need to know is that all of the things that we've been through, all of that stuff, it's all leading to something. It's all preparing you for something greater. Maybe the best way of looking at it is all things that can be used to help you be the best version of yourself in the world. And in the end, more than anything else, that's what we all want, right? We want to be the light into the world that we were meant to be, to really live out our greatness and help make our world a little bit better of a place. I know you want that, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and hearing on Facebook, on Twitter, in our group, bestsellersguild.com, all of your stories about your breakthrough, that next step that you took that moved you over the edge and into your next level of greatness. We're going to take one more quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. This is that time of the show when I wrap things up, when I bring it all together, bring it home for you, and help you see how you can thrive in your life and in your business. And I hope that Kristen's story really reached down to some of you and helped you see that potential for the greatness that is in all of us. It really, truly is available. It's yours. And I encourage you, reach out, grab a hold of it. It's something that you can embrace, something that you can know deep within inside of you is available for you. Feel free, please do share your greatness with the world. Thank you, in fact, in advance for the greatness that you're going to share with the world. Because here's the thing, you have a purpose. It's really easy for us to forget just how wonderful and special we are because we're surrounded by other people. You know, there are people all over the world that do things, and maybe the things that they do are similar to what we do. Maybe what they do, you feel like they do it better than you do. You ever been in that place? You feel like, my message, my voice, my thing just isn't really that important. Because, and then this whole list of people's names come to mind. But here's the thing. They do what they do very well, but they can't do what you were meant to do. I have been so blessed. We could go through a list of names going back through time. People who tens of thousands of years ago made their mark on the world so much so that legends and stories are still told about them. And the same is still true today. There are still people who are dramatically changing the world. And each of us has our own set of heroes, people who we've heard about, we've read about, we've maybe even gotten a chance to hear them speak, and we've learned great things from them. And the thing about it is they did an amazing job doing what they were meant to do, living out their greatness. But I want you to not be overwhelmed by your overcoming. Do you remember me saying that at the beginning? Don't be overwhelmed as you overcome, because there is a purpose for you. There's a reason why you are still here. There's a reason why you were made. There's a reason why you were born. And there is a reason still for you to be here to fill out your place in the world. Oprah can't do that. Tony Robbins can't do that. Stuart Ross, who I met just recently, is an amazing person in the UK. He can't do what you are meant to do. Errol Abramson, who we heard last week, Errol's done amazing, incredible things with 47 businesses. But he would be the first one to tell you that the world needs you. He loves nothing more now than helping people advance what they do best, because he knows how important and how impactful each of us and our message, our purpose is on this planet. And yours is too. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are here intentionally on purpose for a reason. The world needs you. You see, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a very specific purpose. And the world very much definitely does need you. Kathy and I are here to help you share that with the world. We created Bestsellers Guild as a Facebook group for free to help people share their message with the world. Whether you have a book, you want to have a book, you need help with the marketing, or you're just totally lost. Many people come to us and they've got a story burning inside of them, but they don't have the first idea how to get it out. Have you ever had that happen to you? You stare at a blank piece of paper. You sit in front of your keyboard and you look at a blank computer screen. And words don't just jump out and magically appear on the page. Wouldn't that be nice if they just did? Well, we've done the best we can do to create that magic for you. Would you believe, and I hope you will because it is totally true, that in the course of a couple hours of conversation, normally an hour to an hour and a half, you and I just talking, just like friends on the phone. You may hear me typing in the background a little bit, but at the end of that time, I can read back your story to you. I don't know. I have no idea why it was chosen to give me this gifting, but I really do love it. I love hearing people's stories and watching them come out of them. Often people will say to me, I don't know how you're going to make a story out of that. I've just been rambling for the last hour. And then I read it back to them. And the talent that was given to me that I love and I nourish comes through with the talent that you have, the story that's in you. And it comes out. And I can guarantee you that needs to be shared with the world. And I love being part of that process. You can become part of our community. Like I said, it's free. You just simply go to bestsellersguild.com, and that'll take you right straight to our Facebook group. The Facebook group is called Bestsellers Guild, so if you're on Facebook, you can just directly look it up. It'll take you right in there, and you will be part of a family. And that's what I love most about it. It's so much fun. Back in October, a bunch of our bestsellers helped us at the Speak and Write event that Kathy and I did in Atlanta. And basically all of the people that were there were all bestsellers, but they had none of them met each other face to face. They had only met through the group. But the friendship, the bond, the family that they already had with one another, that was created within that group, it was mind-blowing. It was so amazing, so wonderful to watch them relate one to another. and really get to know each other on a deeper and more personal level. And fast friendships that had already been really formed, cemented in that moment. And we want you to be part of that family too. We want you to share your message with the world. You see, statistically, I know that if you're listening to the show, you have at one point in your life said, I want to write a book. Because statistics tell us that like more than 80% of the people in the world want to write a book. But we also know that only about 5% of those ever actually do. Which means that you, like most everyone else, are probably stuck in that in-between place where you really would love to write a book. For all the various reasons, you've always wanted to be an author, you love to read, you have a message that's burning inside of you that just is screaming to come out. For all of those reasons and more, you want to write a book. But now, action needs to meet up with that desire. And we've created a process for you so that just as simply as having a conversation on the phone, you too can write your book and you can become a best-selling author. We love, love helping share our best-selling authors like Kristen, like many of the others that we've put here on the show for you to help them be thriving entrepreneurs so that they can help you be a thriving entrepreneur. You see, they have great messages. Rodney, Joan, Leslie, Errol, Kristen. I could name names because there's almost 200 of them now that we've helped bring out their stories. And yet, your name is the name that I'd like to talk about next, to feature on the show, and to share with the world your amazing story of where you've come to so far. There's more greatness down the road in your life, but there's also some really amazing things that already have been. And if you don't see it, let me help you take a look at it in a different light and see just how great things already have been and begin to see a vision for how great they're going to be. I said it before earlier, just a few minutes ago, but I want you to really capture this idea. I want you to have it etched in your brain and on your heart. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created very specifically for a purpose. The world needs you. It needs you. It's waiting for your message, for your story. And I want you to know that Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur, to share your message, your story, your unique brilliance with the world, so that yes, you can be a best-selling author, but that's the foundation. From there, we want you to take that message, take that gift that you have, take it out into the world and share it so that you can help make the world a better place with the gifts that are inside of you. Let us help you. Join us at bestsellersguild.com. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.